Hello and welcome to another edition of the Daily Remedy Podcast. Today we're going to be discussing vaccine marketing strategies and review why many of the vaccine campaigns that are unrolling this fall 2021 season will likely not achieve its targeted goal. So before we get to the solutions, let's discuss what we are actually seeing and why it'll be unsuccessful. What we're seeing are a series of vaccine campaigns that look a lot like political campaigns, where you have physicians, healthcare administrators, or some perceived community leader going in front of a camera and advocating for vaccines, almost as though the public were not aware that vaccines are available. But the problem with these types of campaigns is that the motivation is off. These campaigns try to encourage behavior through positive reinforcement. But the problem is that those who remain unvaccinated, or those who are eligible for boosters but unsure of whether they should receive them, are not unaware of what's transpiring. Rather, they are hesitant to obtain another vaccine shot, or for those who are unvaccinated, a first vaccine shot. So therein lies the first problem, that many of the campaign strategies to motivate vaccine use focus on taking these group of people, assuming that they are convincible, and then initiating some positive motivational campaign. You have physicians saying, trust us, trust us. You have perceived community leaders saying, this is your shot. These slogans and buzzwords are nice in the political arena because they convince people who are already inclined to do something to then complete the task. The motivation is really to push someone in the direction they are already inclined to go in the first place. The problem with vaccine hesitancy is that you are trying to change behavior. A person is negatively perceiving vaccines, and these campaigns are trying to change that behavior. So if you were to look at the fundamentals of marketing campaigns, the motivation is not positive, it's negative. And in instances in which there is a negative motivation, you want to focus more on the information. You want to validate the hesitancy and use descriptive language, anecdotes, stories that'll help convince people to change their behavior. Some of the science behind that and the neurocognitive research done around this realm really focuses on four particular aspects. The first is neural coupling, a story that activates part of the brain, how we think, allows the listener, the person who is receiving the campaign, to then turn the story into their own idea, their own experience. That ties into the second point, which is mirroring. Listeners will not only experience what the campaign is telling them, but they will then internalize it almost as if it's their own experience. And the way that's perceived is really through two channels, the cortex, the neural circuitry of the brain, and the dopaminergic tracts in the brain process the facts and the information as stories, and then it engages the listener to then internalize it as their own story. And when they internalize it as their own story, it becomes emotional. And that's when you start to see the change in behavior. The problem with many of these vaccine campaigns is that they focus on the emotion first. Trust us, trust us. This is your shot. But they skip a step. The emotions necessary to convince someone who is hesitant of the vaccine to get vaccinated starts with the information. And the information then generates the emotions. It's a two-step process that most vaccine campaigns are essentially just skipping and going directly to step two. So for those who are vaccine hesitant, who have not received any vaccine whatsoever, many of the issues come from misinformation, outright disinformation from conspiratorial sources that lead people to shift the risk to benefit balance in favor of the risk. It's not that these individuals believe there are no benefits to the vaccine, it's that they believe the risk outweighs the benefits. So the campaigns need to shift that change in behavior from risk dominant to benefit dominant. And that requires information. And in order for information to be internalized as an experience, the misinformation and disinformation need to be validated in the minds of those who are vaccine hesitant. So that means recognizing social media has a lot of misinformation and actors who are perpetrating disinformation. Recognizing that they are convincing sources. And then acknowledging that it is acceptable for people to think those sources of information are valid. Once you present that information in a manner in which you validate the distrust and the mistrust, you can then overcome them by translating that information into a story. Imagine a vaccine campaign having someone who is vaccine hesitant discuss their transformation through information from someone who is overtly vaccine hesitant to someone who is willing to give the vaccines a try, to then somebody who benefits from taking the vaccine. That is a transformation that begins with information internalized into an experience that then generates an emotion. Take another example. Say somebody has already received the vaccine and now they're eligible for the booster dose. They read all sorts of conflicting information in various newspapers, media outlets. They're not sure what to believe. Imagine a campaign that acknowledges the conflicting sources of information and then translates that cognitive dissonance into an internal story where someone realizes that despite all the conflicting information, it still makes sense to get the booster doses. And while the benefit of the boosters may not be as much as the original two vaccine doses, there's still some benefit. These types of campaigns recognize there are different types of hesitancies based on the person who is vaccine hesitant. The unvaccinated person has a different type of hesitancy than the person who is eligible for the booster doses. A broad general campaign that uses slogans and buzzwords skips the information experience transformation necessary to evoke the emotion needed to motivate the behavior. What we need to do instead is to carve out specific campaigns for those who are eligible for the booster dose and for those who remain unvaccinated but are potentially able to be convinced otherwise. Start with the information, convert the information into an anecdote, a story that's relatable so that those who are targeted with the campaign internalize that story into an experience that can then become an emotion motivating behavioral change. There is Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is often used to discuss motivations. And in modern society, it's often used to denote people will only focus on their basic needs first and then focus on other broader societal needs only when those basic needs are met. The problem with this understanding is that it's incomplete because Maslow's hierarchy of needs focuses on both growth needs and deficiency needs. Growth needs are positive, correlating back to what we discussed before with positive motivation and negative motivation. Growth needs or positive needs are self-fulfilling. It begins with cognitive needs, aesthetic needs, self-actualization, and then transcendence, which is kind of going into the religious realm and out of scope of what we're discussing right now. But those are all positive needs that are used for somebody who is already motivated in a particular direction. What we need to focus on are the deficiency needs, the negatives, because that's the type of motivational factor that will help convince those who are unvaccinated, be it those who have not taken one dose or those who need to take an additional booster dose that I'm just kind of generally lumping together as the unvaccinated for simplicity's sake. These people need deficiency needs, negative motivational needs to be addressed. And that starts with self-esteem, social connection, safety and security. Those who are vaccine hesitant, for whatever reason they are vaccine hesitant, need to have their hesitancy validated. And that is a critical point for a person's self-esteem. Any marketing campaign that does not validate or justify the source of the hesitancy is going to fail right off the gate. No matter how emotionally charged, what positive emotions elicited, it's going to fail because those who are hesitant believe you are not respecting their hesitancy. It becomes an issue of self-esteem. And then you get into the issue of social connection. Those who are vaccine hesitant need to have their hesitancy legitimized, and then they need to have that transformational experience where the information justifying the hesitancy meets the anecdote, which creates a personal experience. That social connection of taking information and translating it into an experience people can relate to is part of the social connection. People want to be part of that story, that journey from a vaccine hesitant person to somebody who eventually takes the vaccine. These fundamental human behaviors relate to how we can construct a vaccine marketing campaign to be truly effective. It does not matter how many physicians you put on the television screen, or if there is somebody who is of a particular ethnicity or a particular niche celebrity. Unless you justify the hesitancy to the individual, you're going to fail from the start. So that then creates a type of paradox, because different people have different forms of hesitancy. It's a very individualized decision, but you obviously can't have a campaign that addresses each individual uniquely. You have to have some level of collective thought in order to make the campaign viable. So what I would suggest is you first break down the source of hesitancy into groups. Those who are unvaccinated, completely unvaccinated, and those who are hesitant to get the booster dose. Divide those two groups and focus on addressing the sources of the hesitancy in each group. Now, those groups are not monoliths across the country. Different states, even different regions and cities within a state, may have different forms of hesitancy based on the underlying population. This is where surveys and focus groups come into play. Talk to those who are vaccine hesitant, find out what their vaccine status is, and identify the cause and source of their vaccine hesitancy. You will start to see particular trends. These trends fall along socioeconomic lines, along racial lines, gender lines, and then you'll start to see patterns emerge. Those patterns reveal the type of vaccine hesitancy and the manner in which the information, anecdote, personal experience, transformation should be cultivated. The focus groups and the surveys will help lead you to identify how to create that pathway. Once you're able to identify then what the source of the hesitancy is, you're then able to create stories around the information. if a group of individuals, say women of age groups 45 to 55, are afraid of receiving a vaccine because they believe that they will develop blood clots, start with the medical literature, internalize that into a story of an individual reading the medical literature and making a decision change based on that reading, and then showcase that journey to individuals who are watching the campaign. A journey of somebody who was truly vaccine hesitant, who then received information and was able to change their mind as a result of that information, is a story many people want to experience. And I say that deliberately. They want to experience that. Because many people who are vaccine hesitant are able to be convinced otherwise. And part of the convincing is the information. And the information must be presented in a manner that's easy for the person listening to digest. It's all very stepwise and very systematic. So once you are able to create that step-by-step approach of identifying the source of the hesitancy, the information necessary, the experience or anecdote around that information, the campaign will naturally start to develop. You will naturally start to see what are the slogans, what are the branding efforts, all that's needed around the campaign. But it begins by understanding that fundamental pathway of information, anecdote, experience, transformation, which can only be set once you've done the work to identify the source of the hesitancy, begin from an individualized perspective, and then recognize the patterns of hesitancy that exist along similar groups. It's slightly different than what we are seeing in current marketing campaigns, but that slight difference will make all the difference when it comes to motivating behavioral change, leading to an increase in vaccinations. So with that, I wish you all a good day, and we will talk soon.